This is AFN Bahrain's Daily Bahrain Beat. I'm Navy Seaman Jarrell McCants. On this edition of the AFN Bahrain Report, U.S. Forces, Republic of Korea Navy conducted bilateral exercise CSGEX 2025, and USS Wichita relieves USS St. Louis assumes role at the southern border. Here is Navy Petty Officer Joshua Carbajal with the story.
The U.S. Navy and Republic of Korea Navy concluded a bilateral exercise, Carrier Strike Group Exercise 2025, on November 14th. The four-day exercise was led by U.S. Navy in collaboration with the Republic of Korea Navy to focus on alliance-enhancing U.S. Navy and Republic of Korea bilateral maritime communications tactics, anti-submarine warfare operations, air warfare operations, replenishment at sea, and more. CSG-5 is underway in the U.S. 7th Fleet Area of Operations. George Washington is the U.S. Navy's premiered forward-deployed aircraft carrier, a long-standing symbol of the United States' commitment to maintaining a free and open Indo-Pacific region, while operating alongside allied partners across the U.S. Navy's largest numbered fleet. The Freedom Variant Littoral Combat Ship, USS Wichita, departed Naval Station Mayport, Florida, to support U.S. Northern Command's southern border operations on November 14th. Wichita assumes duties previously executed by the Freedom Variant Littoral Combat Ship USS St. Louis. The ship will conduct similar operations as St. Louis in support of U.S. NORTHCOM's border security objectives. U.S. Northern Command is working together with the Department of Homeland Security to augment U.S. Customs and Border Protection along the southern border with additional military forces. The U.S. Second Fleet, reestablished in 2018 in response to the changing global security environment, develops and employs maritime-ready forces to fight across multiple domains in the Atlantic and Arctic in order to ensure access, deter aggression, and defend U.S. allied and partnered interests.
That's the AFN Bahrain Report. I'm Navy Seaman Jarrell McCants.